Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet. Near the bottom of the Amud, this will be our final podcast of this, the third parak of Masachet Menachot. We are in the middle of the discussion of Mitzvat Tfilin. Amar Rabba Barav Huna Chayab Adam Mashresh B'Tfilin B'chol Sha'ah. A person who's wearing Tfilin should touch them or feel them on a regular basis. Kal V'chomer Mitzitz. How do we know that? Umatzit she'en bo el azkara achat. The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol would wear had only one mention of God's name. Amrat Torah v'ayal mitzchot tamid. And the Torah says it should be on his forehead at all times, meaning, shelo tasiach da'ato mimenu. We should never forget about it. And the way to do that is to feel it. Tfilin she'esh ben azkarot harbei. Tfilin has many names, many occasions of the name of God in it. Al achat kam v'chama certainly should can maintain awareness by touching it. Tana Rabbanan. The Torah says, Vayalot al yadcha, or kshatam liot al yadcha. What is yadcha? Zu small, it means the left hand. Hatomar small, and I mean, you might think it's the right. Tomodomar, af yadi asta aretz v'minit tipcha shamayim. The Torah here pairs up the hand and the right. So the hand must be the left. V'yomer yadi, yadala yate tishlach v'minahal lahamut amilim, describing in poetically Yael's work with the hammer and the tent peg, that her hand held the peg and her right hand took the hammer. Again, in this parak of Tehillim, cry for vengeance, asking for God to use his hand and his right. So you see that hand is not right, it's left. Rabbi Yossi Achorem Omer, it's unclear why he was called Achorem, maybe because he had a damaged nose, other possibilities. Matsinu Yamin Shini Kri Yad. You find that the right hand is called Yad Shenemar. When Yosef corrects his father's switching of the hands in the bracha of Menashe and Ephraim, Yosef ki Hashir Aviv Yad Yemino. The Yidach, what's the answer? Yad Yemino Ikri, Yad Stam Alo Ikri. Your right hand is called your Yad Yemino, but Yad Stam is left. You don't need to go that far because Arehu Omer, Ukshartam Uchtavtam, it compares tying on the tefillin and writing a mezuzah. Maktiv Abimin, normally write with the right. Afkshir Abimin, similarly you tie with the right. That'll play a role in something we'll discuss in a few minutes. And therefore, became an Akshir Abimin, since you have to tie with your right, Hanacha Bismoli, you have to put it on your left arm to tie with your right. Now, Biyosi Achorei Manacha Bismol Manale, so where does he, who opposed this idea that Yad means left, where is he going to get the idea that Tefillin goes on the left hand? Nafkolei Meichad and Nafkolei Rabinatan, same as Rabinatan, Ukshart Muchtavtam. Now, Parenthetic Rashi Amar Mi Yadcha. He has a different source because in one of the sources of Tefillin, in Shmot, it says Al Yadcha. It's spelled Yod Dalad Chaf He, Tiv Behe, as if to say Cheha, the weak hand. Rabbi Yabla Rashi Ve'ema Yadcha Shebekoach Min Yadchoach. Read the last letter as a Chet, a typical Galilean move that also happened in Bavel to read a He and a Chet similarly. Mamiktiv Bechet doesn't say Chet; it says Behe. This is a machloket Tanaim, whether to read the pasuk that way. Tana yadcha behei zu small, ramim yadcha l'rabot tagidem. It's there to say, even if you only have one arm, you put it on that arm, if you're an amputee. Tanirach ein lo zroa patur min atfilin. If you don't have an arm, you put it min atfilin. Ach ramim yadcha l'rabot tagidem. No, if you don't have the left hand, you put it on the other hand. Tan rabanan, iter, what about somebody with a weak hand? Literally, what it means is a lefty. Niach tfilin bimino shu smolo. He puts it on his right, which is his left, meaning on what his right arm, which is sort of his left, meaning his weaker arm. Tanya Menech Bismaloshu Smaloshu Kol Adam. The Brita says he puts it on the regular left hand. Rabbiya Kitanya Hi Visholeh Pishtei Adav. That's like when somebody who's ambidextrous, so he puts it on like everybody else. Now, the Rishonim take the position that if you use different hands for different things, but you write with your left, then that's what defines it. And that seems to be tied, sorry for the pun, with the connection of kshartam uchtavtam. Tanarbe Menashe, al yadcha zukiboret. Now, we've determined it's the left hand. We're on the left hand, so we say it's up at the bicep. Beninecha zukodkod. Beninecha means up on the head, not between the eyes. Heicha, so where is it? Amarabiyanai, koshmachosh latinok roface, the place where the spot on the skull where a baby for the first year and a half or so has soft tissue because the bones have not closed over the skull there, or have not closed in on the skull. So Plimo asked Rebbe, It's clearly a bizarre question. If a person has two heads, which one does he put tefillin on? So Rebbe's reaction is understandable. Amar le okum gale, either get out of here, kolach shamtar, except the fact that we're going to throw you in chair for asking such a silly question. Hadahachi ata ugavra, as that was happening, a man walked in. Amar le yalid li yanuka deid le tre roshi. A child was born to me with two heads. Such things do happen, obviously rarely. Kama bain lamaitel the kohen. His question was, how much do I pay the kohen? Because this kid is the bechor. So, ato saba tanale chayab litenu asaras zlaim. An old man came in and actually said, you have to pay 10, double. Eini batan ram bracham, yitoch shenamar, padot if they bechor adam. The Torah says you have to redeem the bechor adam, shereni afilu nitraf betoch lamed. I might think even if he dies within the first 30 days. Tamad lomar, ach padot if they. Chilek, meaning you don't redeem every bechor. Meaning if he, and this kid is likely going to die because a kid with two heads. But here, the Torah says per head. So here, in the very rare case, where really has two heads, you have to pay double. Amar. So the question was not as bizarre as Rebbe thought. Amar yadcha zukibort. We said that the yadcha refers to the bicep, menalan. How do we know that? The Tanar Banan, al yadcha, the Torah says, ukshatam leot al yadcha, zugova shabiyad. That refers to the upper part of the hand. Talmer zugova shabiyad, oeno al yad chamamash, it's right down on the hand, on the palm, amar Torah, hanachtu biyad, hanachtu mirosh. The Torah told you to put tefillin on your hand and on your head. Malam gova shabiyad, just like the head is on the top part of the head. Afkam gova shabiyad, here's the top part of the arm. Lezumeno tsarich, I got a better proof. Harehu omer, vayal lacha laot, it should be a sign for you. Lacha laot vila lacharim laot. And not a public sign. Put it on your hand, everybody sees it. Put it up on your arm, it's private. I got a better proof. Literally, you don't need that proof, but he's saying, I got another proof. Put these words on your heart and tie them. So that means, the idea is you should tie them facing the heart. And that's up on the bicep. They used to put the tefillin exactly where facing the heart, as we all do. Rashi Rabbi Yativ Kamei Da Meimar, who's sitting in front of a Meimar, Avit Siria Biyadei Kamet Chazian Tefillin. His shirt, his sleeve was ripped, and his tefillin shalyad were showing. Amar Lissar, Meimar said to Rabashi, Lo Savar Lamar Lo Chala Ot Vel Acherim La Ot. Don't you hold the tefillin shalyad have to be private? Amar Lissar, Lo Chala Ot Kamet Noir. That just means the location should be a place which is private. It doesn't mean it has to be secluded and discreet. Now, all of this started with the assumption that we know that Barosh goes Begovash Barosh. Who says? Tanarban Bene Necha, the Torah says, put tefillin between your eyes, Zugovash Barosh. That really means up on top of your head. Tomer Zugovash Barosh, or Eno Bene Necha Mamash, maybe it really means between the eyes. Tamarkan Bene Necha, Tamar Lalan, Lotasimu Korcha Bene Nechem Lamait. Here it says, put tefillin Bene Necha, and in the prohibition against cutting yourself as a sign of mourning, it says, do not put a bald spot between your eyes, lemate. Now, a bald spot has to be with his hair. Malan begova shabarosh, makom shosek korcha. So that's up on top of the head. Afkan begova shabarosh, makom shosek korcha. So therefore, beninacha here is also not between the eyes, but above the spot between the eyes, a place that you could be bald. I've got a better proof that tefillin is shabgova on the top. Matar hanach tefillin biyad, hanach tefillin barosh. The Torah said to put tefillin on your hand and tefillin on your head. Malan makom harawi litamei benega achad. On the hand is a place where there could only be one kind of tzarat, that's tzarat aguf. Kan makom harawi litamei benega achad. Similarly, tefillin shabarosh has to be in a place that could only have one kind of tzarat, that's tzarat harosh. Lafuki beninecha, but between the eyes, ika basar v'seyar. You have flesh and you also have hair, which is the eyebrows. Deika ser levan v'ika nami ser tzahov. Remember, a white hair of tzarat is tzarat on the flesh, and a yellow hair is a tzarat in the place of hair. So therefore, Biura says, since the tefillin shabiyad and tefillin shabarosh are somewhat comparable, just as tefillin shabiyad we know is in a place where there's only one kind of tzarat that could happen there, similarly shabarosh. Okay, the end of the Mishnah was arba tzitziot makvot zuetzu, shabatan mitzvah achat, and Rabbi Shmuel said arbatan arba mitzvot. So whether the four different tzitziot are all necessary or they independent mitzvot, machloket. My benayu, so what in practice is the difference. Rav Yosef, Sadim Tzitzit Kibinayu. We're going to get to Sadim Tzitzit in a couple daf. The issue of wearing wool tzitzit on a linen garment. Sadin was linen. And that would be that if you only had three of them on, according to Chachamim, you haven't accomplished anything and it's just shatnez. According to Mishmael, each one's a mitzvah, so it does trump. Rav Barhina Amar, Talit Ba'alat Chamesh Kibinayu. They disagree about what to do with a five-cornered garment. According to Chachamim, Arbat Tzitzit is one mitzvah, you put on four. According to Mishmael, each one is a mitzvah, you'd put on five. Ravina Amar, Rav Huna Ikabinayu. They disagree about how to apply Rav Huna's ruling. Rav Huna Hayotzeb Talit Sheinam Tzitzit Kachatab Shabbat. If you go out wearing a talit into the public on Shabbat and the talit is not properly fringed, then chayav chatat. So according to Mishmael, even if it has only two or three strings, it's proper. According to Chachamim, if one is missing, you are chayav chatat. Sheisha b'rei d'Rav Idi. Ha'iman d'batzer l'glime. If somebody cuts his garment or his turban, his cloak, so that there are not four corners but five, Lo'avid v'lo klum, he hasn't done anything. Shavi talit balat chamesh, he simply has a talit balat chamesh, which is chayav b'tzitzit on four corners. Rav Shoshaya ha'iman d'tzayre l'glime, if somebody ties his turban up, there's to shorten it, lo'avid v'lo klum, meaning it's not going to help because, by the time I come on to Sharya Dami, we imagine it as if it's open, and therefore the tzitziot really have to be at the full ends. Ranami kocha matot atzurot torot in Kalim, it says all wineskins that are tied up are tahor, because we imagine as if they're open. The tying is only temporary. Chutz mishal arviim, because that's how they do it. Divin ardei ha'iman d'chayte l'glime. Even if you sew it up, lo avad v'lo klum, why? If you really didn't want the second half that you're folding over, leaf so klishte, you'd cut it off. Why do you stitch it? Because you intend to use it and open it up later, so the permanent status is open. Later on in the fourth parak, we're going to see a sugya that goes in a very different direction. It says that if you folded a talit, if you stitch it, then certainly you put the arba kanfot at the new corners. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Matanu arba mitzvot. Okay? So Rabbi Shmuel says each corner fringes are a separate mitzvah. V'yuhud Amar Shmuel Alacha Rabbi Shmuel. He says that's the Alacha. V'lei tochata kavate, but we don't rule that way. Ravina ve'ka'azil abatre de mar bravashi, b'shabta de rigla, so Shabbat of the regal, and Ravina was following mar bravashi, Ravashi's son, who was the Reish Mativta. Ifsik karna de chute, the corner of his garment got cut off, and mar bravashi didn't see it. V'lo amar le v'lo midi, Ravina said nothing. In the first version of the story, Ravina said nothing to him. Kamata levete, when they got into the house, amar le mehatam ifsik, he said, oh, there it got cut. If you told me there, I would have taken it off. This way I'm walking through Rishut Rabim with a talit shenim tziyatzit kilchatat. If Yamar Margot Okon Abirch Dochet Loset Tasish Vataras, Ravina said to him, why would you take it off? After all, we have a sugi and brachot and several other places. They'd cover a briot, respect the dignity of a person, is so important. It's Dochet Lotasei. So you wouldn't strip off your clothes in public because of this Lotasei, and you would walk with it. That in the reality, we say that which lotase is pushed away by kovar abriot, that's only lotase of don't go against what the rabbis tell you, meaning all isurim derabanan have to take a backseat to kovar abriot in a situation like that. When it comes to an isur doraita, the Gemara Brachot says, we apply the pasuk, ein chochma meitfuna venetzan egen Hashem, kol makom sheshchil Hashem, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. Now the second version of the story is a flip. V'kadamri mehatam marle, that he actually told him out in the street. Amarle ma'adatech, he said, why do you tell me this? L'mishte, you want me to take it off? Amar gona kora rich, adochat lo tashtei shivatorah. Why would I take it off here in public after all? Dignity, how could I, it would violate my dignity. Hai v'atagumar av shvah kamer av kahana v'alav d'lo tasur, but we know that it's only an isur d'rabanan that you ignore to maintain dignity. But here, wearing this talit in public on Shabbat is an isur doraita. The answer is hachanami karmelit rabbanan hi, that the area we're walking is not an isur doraita. It's not a full reshut rabim, and therefore I'm only violating an isur rabbanan by wearing this improperly fringed garment, and I will not take it off until I get home to maintain dignity. Okay, with that we conclude our study of Perek HaKometz. We'll pick it up with Perek HaTchelet in the next podcast, when we will continue our study of Mitzvah Tzitzit, and the main sugyot of Tzitzit are coming up. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.